Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 16. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, because, well, today's Monday as I'm, you know, posting this. Whenever you guys listen to this, it'll probably be another day of the week, who knows. But anyway, today I am going to delve into the one question that I used to get asked a lot, like when I first, you know, became an author. And I'm going to, you know, share it, obviously. And this question is whether I would take a book deal. This question holds true years later into this process. And the answer is no. And here's the reason why. For me, my goal was never really to get a book deal. Now, 10 years ago, the opportunities for us to be self-published authors wasn't as prevalent. It was write your content, find an agent, or, you know, find a way to get to the big, you know, book publishing companies like, you know, Random House and, you know, a whole bunch of other ones, Simon & Schuster, you name it, you know, you can get to them and see if they like your content, and then you go from there. So, now the opportunities are there to be a self-published author and be in control of your content. And that's my goal for me. I like being in control of everything. I am maniacal and very meticulous in all that I do, and no, not every book comes out perfect, it, you know, in regards to, you know, how I write it or whatever the case is. But for me, this is about doing everything, and that boils down to writing the book, proofreading and editing it, creating book covers, writing the synopsis, marketing social media, the book reviews, setting my book prices, you know, doing promos, all that stuff. It's a lot when, you know, you sit and break it down, but it's hard for me to let go of all of that because I have big goals and I have a vision. And my vision is to be, you know, known as one of the, you know, best writers in regards to social issues in this world, and, you know, to bring a lot of social issues to the forefront and bring forth discussion, because that's the biggest part of writing these books and also exposing the truth of what this world really is also. And I have trust issues. I have trust issues in every aspect of my life, but it's hard for me to put trust into people who want a piece of the pie. And what I mean by that is for me as a self-published author, you know, I'm publishing on these book websites and they're hosting, you know, my books, and they're taking a percentage of my sales, and then I get my percentage after. Now, when you, you know, do a book publishing deal, whether it's a big company or a small company, whatever it is, The reality of it is now there's another person who is now the middleman that's taking a cut also, because they're creating everything for you. They're making the book cover, they're editing, they're proofreading for you, you know, they're doing a lot of work. So they're going to want their percentage of what work they've put into it. And, you know, some of the bigger companies will give you an advance, you know, if they feel like your content is going to sell, and if it flops, you know, that's another story. So for me, I'm not necessarily fixated on building an author brand where people are in control of it. I'm in control of it. Now, I'm not saying that I'm blocking out blessings or anything of that nature, and I do not mind, you know, getting input and advice from people, and, you know, kind of saying, hey, you can do this, or hey, did you think about that, or hey, did you look at this, hey, did you, you know, things like that, great. But I'm not someone that wants to be told what to do. And for me, my content is written in a prose format, so that's different. I was told, you know, I should write it in a traditional format. I'm not doing that either. So I have spent a large percentage of my life being told what to do. And, you know, for once in my life, I'm in control of everything that I do. I'm in control of my own destiny, and I get to do things my way. And I think for me, there's a fulfillment for me now, but I think there's going to be more of a fulfillment when people start to notice, you know, all the content that I write about. And, you know, I get asked those questions of, oh, like, you know, who made that book cover for you? And I can say, well, this person made this book cover for me. I didn't spend a ton of money on it, you know, or I created that book cover myself on Canva, and I edit and proofread, and I format these books, you know, for them to be published, you know, things like that. So, you know, for me to be able to tell my story to people when I do meet them down the road, that's going to be huge for me. It's just, you know, the way I think, you know. And I think for me, it's also, if things don't necessarily work in certain instances, situations, I can say, well, at least I did it, you know, my way. I tried it. I didn't succeed. I learned from it. I can get better at it. And then I can move forward and apply new things to, you know, what I'm doing on this journey. So, you know, the biggest thing that I've continually taught myself is to learn how to do things for me. So, you know, when I first, you know, started, you know, writing my books, you know, a lot of my books, I wanted to create the book covers for myself. So that's where I found Canva. So, you know, books like The Struggles and Growth of a Man series, you know, Kids with Guns, you know, Living Life to the Fullest, I Woke Up a Black Man, you know, those books, I've created the book covers for myself, you know, The World in Ruins, you know, things like that. But then sometimes you have a vision for what you want your book cover to look like, and you can't really do it yourself. So then, you know, Cold Blue Notes to the Badge and Gun series, you know, that was created, you know, I paid someone to make that book cover for me. America Under Mind Control, America, Country Divided, you know, those, you know, book covers, I needed someone to bring my vision to light, and they were able to do it perfectly. And I'm so thankful and so gracious, where I didn't have to go through, hey, can you edit this? Or, hey, can you do this? Can you tweak this? I really didn't have to go through that process that much. So sometimes people will have your, you know, best interest at heart. And I utilize Fiverr, you know, you don't have to, you know, go through creating a book cover that costs $200, $300. I kid you not, I've paid people $30, $40 to make a good book cover for me. And it's worked out perfectly, and it garners attention. Like, you know, America Under Mind Control, you know, you look at that book cover, you're thinking, well, damn, Mel, how much money did you pay for it? And I think I paid about $35, $40 for that book cover, something to that effect. I know it's somewhere between $30 and $40. So, you know, that, you know, is like, wow, okay, you only pay a person that much? Yes, you know? Because there's always ways to maneuver and, you know, get something that's worth it, but you're not paying a ton of money out of your pocket. And I, you know, if you got the money to pay $200, $300 for a book cover, knock yourself out. But for me, $200, $300, I can invest into a plethora of other things that's going to get me to where I need to be. So sometimes, you know, you can spend $200, $300 on a book cover and you've only written one or two books, you know. My goal is to write 60. I'm already at 28 as I speak. So, you know, spending $200, $300 for me, that doesn't work. I can spend 40, still have plenty of money left to invest into other things that I want to do. So the other aspect of it is formatting my books. And, you know, in the beginning of this process, that was probably the only thing that I had a person doing for me. And, you know, I was paying him $50 to $60 per book, and you know, after, you know, 5 or 6 books, you're like, I didn't pay over $300, and then I still gotta tip this guy. He's great at what he does, but why don't I teach myself how to do it, right? So I did my research, and I ended up finding a really, you know, solid website. I signed up for it, and, you know, there came that opportunity for me to learn how to, you know, plug in and, you know, make mistakes, you know, and it doesn't look right. Okay, I got to do that again. And, you know, now I have a website where I can create an EPUB and MOBI format and a PDF so I can publish my books, you know, in paperback. So that for me, you know, was a huge game changer. Just imagine if I'm paying this guy $50 to $60 a pop for 28 books. You see what I'm saying? So once again, it's, you know, learning things and learning how to, you know, do things for yourself. So, you know, in regards to a book publishing deal, the reality of it is for me is nothing is worse than walking into a party with a pizza pie and everyone wants a piece. Everyone wants a slice, right? So a pizza pie is only going to be 8 slices. So if you're walking into a party with what, maybe 2 or 3 pies, that those 3 pies are going to be gone in a snap of your finger, right? So that's how I see the business of book publishing companies. You know, especially the big book publishing companies, they'll invest into you. But, you know, a lot of it, you're still going to have to market and promote yourself also. You know what I'm saying? So why would I put my trust into a big publishing company when I can pretty much do it on my own? The internet is, it's free. It's there for the taking. All you're doing is really, you know, paying for your Wi-Fi on your phone or your iPad or your tablet or, you know, your laptop, whatever the case is, right? So for me, with my ebooks, I'm getting about 70%. Depending on what my book price is. And for paperbacks, I'm getting 40%. So now if you put yourself into a position where you're giving up your content in a way to book publishing companies, well, now you got to increase the price of your book. You know, instead of me having a book that's affordable at $10 for a paperback or $8 or $9, well, now I got to increase it to $15 in order to compensate because I got to get some sort of profit out of it. So now my paperbacks are $14.99 for a book that's, what, 110, 120 pages on average. My books are on average are about 100 to 110 pages. So now I'm charging you $15 because now I got to pay Amazon. I got to, you know, pay my book publishing company that, you know, invested into me. And then I get my cut after. You see how that works? So you got to pay 2 people before you even get, before any of that, the rest of that money even lands in my hands. And I'm not saying that I'm trying to be money hungry. And I'm not that guy, because if I was money hungry, I'd go full force, try to get a book publishing company and inflate the prices of my books. That's not my goal. For me, I woke up a black man's like about 70 pages and I charge $7 for a paperback. Because what's the point in me charging you $10 for it when it's like, really, you know, really pay $10 for it? It's not that serious to me. I have plenty of other books and other content. So it's like, if you read I Woke Up a Black Man, let's say, then you decide, I wonder what the Code Blue series is about. You read Code Blue, you know, you read Code Blue 1, and then you go forward and you keep, you know, going through the process of reading the rest of that series. So my goal is to be a mix of writing standalone books and writing series. The next aspect of the reason why I don't want a book deal is I plan a lot of my books ahead of time. And I know my vision more than anyone else is going to know my vision. So I know where I'm going with my brand. So for me, I feel that a book publishing company would be restricting me from my goals. I'm publishing 5 books a year on average. Some of the years I've done 6, some I've done 7, because it just happened to work out that way, and I was ahead of the game as far as writing certain books. So for me, I'm publishing new books every 10 to 12 weeks. So that for me is to have that content out there. So when I do get to where I need to be, where, you know, I'm getting noticed a little bit, people have options. Now, there's a lot of options, but, you know, when it comes to books and music and movies and things like that, people want options. I'm just going to really be honest, because for me, I like options in regards to TV shows. I watch drama, I watch comedy, I watch a variety of different TV shows and things like that. So for me, I have Amazon Prime Video, I have Hulu, I have Netflix. You know, I have Apple TV, so I have them all. Right? Do I watch all 4? No. Do I watch 2 out of 4? Yes. Options. Right? So, you know, one book series may resonate with someone faster than the other. So the Struggles and Growth of a Man series that tackles men's issues, it'll relate to somebody. But the Kids with Guns series that talks about gun control, well, hey, that doesn't relate to me. But Living Life to the Fullest, yeah, that's a book. Oh, that, I wonder. Okay, that may relate. That's a standalone. Okay, cool. Racial Tension and Issues, Code Blue. But I don't want to go through reading a 5 book series. But I Woke Up a Black Man, oh, that's a standalone, and it's only 70 pages. I can get through that in a few days. So that's the mindset for me in regards to that. Now, this is not bashing book publishing companies. It's not. I'm just saying, for me, on the outside looking in, I'm not looking for a book deal. Will book publishing companies be as relevant as they have been in the next few years? Probably not. The big names in business and things of that nature, they're always going to look for the big publishing companies and stuff like that to publish their books. You know, the athletes, you know, the entrepreneurs, the business people, because, you know, they don't have the time to go through, you know, publishing their own book. Can you imagine, like, an entrepreneur like Gary Vaynerchuk going through a process of publishing his own book? He doesn't even like to sit and write his books. He records everything and, you know, then people process it and put it all together into a book and structure it the right way. And then he kind of gives the okay at the end of the day. And this is specifically what he has said in, you know, podcasts and YouTube videos. He's a CEO of like 4 companies. He doesn't have the time to self-publish, because writing books for him is entrepreneurial and it's from a business mindset. But he's written 5 books, I think, up to this point. For me, writing books is a career. So anyway, like I said, I'm not trying to tell people to not go with book publishing companies. I'm just giving you the nature of it, the business of it. And you got to think about the longevity of what your brand is and what you want to do. Now, if writing, you want writing to be your career and you want to publish 2-3 books a year, then think about the factors and, you know, the things that you would need to do in order to publish 2-3 books a year. For me, I am publishing on average 5 a year, and it works for me. May not work for other people. Depends on people's, you know, time frames and what their life situations are, things of that nature. Bookstores aren't as prevalent anymore either. Everyone's buying everything online. So Barnes and Noble stores are, you know, kind of losing a lot of business, and they're trying to find ways to stay open and things of that nature. You know, granted, paperbacks, you know, are still popular and accessible on sites like Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, you know, Ingram Spark, things of that nature. You know, it's easier for people to just shop online than to go into a store. You can, you know, order a book online, order a paperback, depending on where you live. You know, you can order a book on Amazon and it ships out within 1 to 2 days. It can be in front of your door in a snap of your finger, and you don't even have to walk out of your house. Right? So anyway, it's always good for us as writers and authors to, you know, learn the business, do our research, learn how to do things on our own, make mistakes, fall on your butt, get back up and learn from it. Right? You know, I've made plenty of bad investments. And I'm talking, you know, a pretty good chunk of money. But you know what? You got to take your losses. And, you know, like I've said in previous podcasts, when I started this process, you know, my books were too big. And I had to resize them, you know, reformat them, get them down to a 6x9. And, you know, to where people can carry, you know, books and fit them in their book bags and fit them in. And women, you know, love to read sometimes and put it in their pocketbooks and things that put in their bags and things of that nature, right? And, you know, at the end of the day, I enjoy the grind. I enjoy this process of doing everything on my own. It's a lot more work, but man, the accomplishments that I feel, you know, these little accomplishments that I keep going with, I just enjoy the grind and the process. And, you know, the best advice that I can give for aspiring authors and writers is, you know, to learn, you know, learn everything. Do a lot of the work on your own, right? You know, I mean, I know, you know, you want to submit your book to a literary agent and publishing company, walk away from it and do what you need to do. But, you know, that's just, you know, life and how things go, you know. I mean, if you submit your book to a literary agent or, you know, a book publishing company, you know, it's a tedious process, you know, and then you're spending months waiting to get a deal. And, you know, sometimes you, you know, may not get your deal, you know, that you want. And, you know, you may spend, you know, 6 to 12 months trying to, you know, get a deal from a book publishing company. And then when you finally get that, there's no, you know, guarantee that they're not going to publish your book right away, because they've got other books that they've got to go through, you know, and publish first. So like I've said, this is, you know, not about awards and accolades. I don't do it for the likes and the popularity and things like that. Goal for me is for people to just read my stories, feel, emote, you know, be impacted by, you know, what I'm sharing and what I'm writing, and understand the reasonings why I'm writing these books. And for me, you know, I want everyone to take a moment and think about all the issues that we face in, you know, today's world and in society, and how we can make the world a better place, you know. And I'll always continually say that. I'm never going to stab away from that mindset. My mantra is always, you know, looking to change the world one book at a time. And, you know, 60s to go right now. And I'll keep it 100 with you guys. There's a good chance that I may write more than 60. But for now, that's the goal. And remember, you know, if you, you know, choose to become a writer and an author and things of that nature, remember, it's your journey. So make sure that, you know, you have the right people around you and have the right people helping you and looking out for you and your best interests, because that's going to go a long way. It's really going to go a long way. So, you know, it all depends on what your goals are. And, you know, if your goals are bigger than you and you really want to do this, and you, you know, I mean, I don't know if, you know, people want to write 60 books like me, but, you know, I'm a little crazy, so, but in a good way. But let's just say, you know, you want to write 15 to 20 books, you know, think about, you know, okay, how many books a year do you want to write, and how many do you want to publish, and how do you want to go about it, and, you know, things of that nature. Because for me, I'm creating blogs, I'm creating podcasts, and, you know, now I'm gonna redo my YouTube, and, you know, so I'm, you know, really going full-fledged in sharing a lot of this journey of mine and what goes on in my mind and why I'm doing everything that I'm doing. And when it's all said and done, you know, I want my books to live on you know, when, you know, I'm retired and, you know, sitting in my house reflecting. Anyway, that's, you know, the reason why I really don't see myself going down a road of getting a book deal, you know, and I just want to stick to my guns and continually, you know, work hard at what I do. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. Stay tuned on Wednesday, inspiration and motivation. And then also stay tuned on Fridays. It will be Book Insight Fridays. Anyway, have a good week. Be good, everyone. And go accomplish your goals.